This fall season, bring your friends for the most terrifying night of your lives. Enter Dr. Shiver's House of YouTube Horrors.
You'll be mortified by the visions of real life.
Browse our hallways filled with LCD screens, showing you the garbage you share your highways and air with.
He just ran off and he's still moving! Please, man!
That's right. You probably have used the same bathroom as this creature at some point, and that should scare the shit out of you.
Next time you run your mouth to people, you better know who you're talking to. Technotronics?
Dude, listen.
I'm from Shutdown. Yeah, Technotronics, I'ma look pretty.
This person has a television show. She's paid handsomely for being so awful.
Dr. Shiver's House of YouTube Horrors. Cause real life is way scarier than some teens and rubber masks.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. It's spooky month.
Guys, welcome. We're live. It's Tuesday night, strangelabel.com. My co-host, Drunkard STL, is here. Hello, Drunk.
Hi.
Also joining us via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, Mr. Travis Hulse. Hello,
Popcorn
Travis.
Bitch.
Good evening,
Popcorn
fellas.
Bitch.
Hustlin' Hulse. One Take Hulse.
That's a behind-the-scenes reference. Travis? Never needs two takes.
Never does.
Gets it in one.
Every time.
Guy's a fucking machine.
I wish I could.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, do we have one hell of a program. Need I remind you, if you haven't been here in a couple of weeks, it's fucking spooky month.
Spooky month.
We have a lot to discuss. The world just keeps on happening, Drunk.
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
And we're just here. We're just here to keep it going. I am so excited because we have... I mean it this time, Drunk. I've said it before. Mean it this time. We have America's favorite game show coming up tonight.
Oh, great.
I'm pretty excited. Confident about this one. I'm excited. I really think this one's going to take off, Travis. I think we're going to get a deal with NBC, like with a
we
big
get that
set.
We get that Chris Hardwick, LeBron James deal.
Yeah. That's all coming down the pipe. They're going to hear it. Is it coming down the pipe or is it coming down the pike?
I think it's the pike, right?
I thought it was the pipe, but
I mean, if stuff was coming down the pipe and like you were at the end of the pipe, you'd probably hear it and say, "Oh, it's coming down the pipe."
Yeah, but would you be excited about anything coming down a pipe towards you? Like, if it's up in the air, should it stay up in the air?
What's a pike? What is a pike?
It's like the, you know, is it like a road or something? Like the pike?
Why wouldn't they say coming down the road?
Is a pike a mountain?
I know what a pipe is, Travis. And I know if something was coming down it, I'd be excited. So, well, I wouldn't, probably. I'd probably be terrified. They'd be like, oh no, what is this coming down this pipe? Can't see it.
So speaking of having a great show, don't we also have a albino alligator top 10 list this week?
Oh, boy, do we, Drunk.
Listen here, guys. This time of the year, I'm always very excited about these lists that come out. I mean, I just want to tell you that I finally, here in the WFOD show, you are going to get the definitive top 10 rankings of the Halloween.
Jarvis, how are we gonna do it? Are you going to spread them out throughout the show?
We can go. We can spread it out throughout the show, or we can just like. I mean, we can crank it all out at once. But you know, if you want to do it a little bit later, I'm good.
You want to save it for after the break?
Do it after break.
I don't know if I can hold on that long. Travis has a definitive list. Travis, do you want to tell people? Do you want to get their appetites wet?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that these are 10 of the best. I'd say opinions can vary, but this list is irrefutable. I've done my due diligence. I've created this list.
Have you read documents?
There should be no more lists made after this definitive Halloween ranking.
So it's a ranking of your top 10 Halloweens?
Ranking of the top 10 Halloweens, that's right.
From 10 to 1.
We're starting at 10. We're going all the way down to the best one of all, number 1.
Wow.
This is the only place you're going to get this list. I'm not going to republish it. You know, you're going to have to share the podcast with friends. It's amazing.
Because when the gator chomps, man.
Right.
When the gator chomps.
Get it all out at one time.
That's right. I take the whole piece. One bite.
Travis, did you see the Burger King thing? We talked a little bit about the Burger King thing.
I do want to try it.
We
can't find it.
We were trying to get drunk to go undercover. You know, drunk is our investigative reporter.
That's right.
And fast food. Connoisseur, I guess. Is that the word?
Our fast food culinary expert.
The Burger King has a Halloween themed cheeseburger with a green bun, and they're calling it the Nightmare King.
Yeah, this isn't just what they've had in the past where it's just like, hey, we colored up our bun. Here's a spooky Whopper. This is something a little bit different.
What all is on that bad boy? It's very involved.
It's a chicken patty.
It's like it's
a burger. Some bacon, and then I think they called it nightmare.
So they just fucked the whole food chain. They got it all. They just they said we're getting everything. So yeah, it's a burger, cheese, a chicken patty, bacon, onions. Does it have a special sauce?
I thought it said something about just mayonnaise and onion.
Mayonnaise and onion, so glazed green sesame seed.
I would probably nix the mayonnaise and onion because I don't do mayo myself. But
oh no! But what if it's specifically formulated?
You don't fuck with mayo.
No.
What is it that's see now? I pulled the clip. This is the very. It was like a 10-minute documentary on the fucking cheeseburger, Travis. I pulled like the first 30 seconds.
Can a burger cause nightmares? That's what Burger King asked us when it came to us with this new burger. And we're here to see if it truly deserves to be called the Nightmare King.
So it's all these scientists, they're putting stuff on people's heads and their chests, and then they're telling them to go to sleep, and they're monitoring their nightmares after they eat this burger. Like, the burger gives you nightmares. And I got to ask you, Travis, why would anybody eat it? Why would you?
It's the same reason people like Pop Rocks, right? There's no real reason for it. It just exists. You might as well try it.
It's a dare is what it is.
Do you not That's like having nightmares? Some people do.
They're making food and daring you to... It's like Hardee's. Every Hardee's ad is basically like, this is going to give you a heart attack. It's really unhealthy for you. Look at this chicken in a bikini. I dare you to eat this piece of shit.
We threw chocolate sauce and a
beach volleyball on this burger. Fucking eat it. I dare you.
But we fried the beach volleyball, so it's all good. I do believe Drunk is right, though. Like, a lot of people, myself included, I enjoy a good nightmare once in a while.
You
and
like
I just
them?
Don't have them.
They keep me up. They make me not get to sleep, and then I'm all cranky the next day.
I'm jazzed. I like them. I always like it's like the adrenaline rush or whatever, but I haven't had like a true, like, cool nightmare, and I can't even remember when. It's probably been 2 decades.
I have them all night, all the time. I wake up throughout the night. I toss and a turn, Travis. I never get a good night's sleep because my head never turns off.
Is it always somebody coming for you, or just like a general sense of unease?
It's all just crazy nonsense. It's always people double crossing me and triple crossing me. Travis, they double cross me, and then they double cross my double cross, and then they go back to double crossing, and then I wake up and I'm like, I guess I got to get up and pee.
I got fucked all night long.
And I just lay and look up at the ceiling and think about who's wronged me and how I can get my revenge. You know what I'm saying?
You carry that over into your daily routine then? Like people who wronged you in your dreams, like you have a different feeling towards them throughout that day?
Travis, I don't want a nightmare burger. What I want is a burger that I eat and it makes me feel good about myself. I want a positive reinforcement burger.
That's like a burger with weed butter on it or something.
Like, why are the scientists not making that burger? Why are they not making a burger that makes you feel good?
I believe they call that vegan patty, which you can also get at Burger King.
Yeah, but I mean, a vegan patty, okay, it's like a healthy option and you feel good. Okay, I looked death in the face and said, I'll have a salad. But what I'm saying is, like, if they're starting to fuck with your thoughts, that's essentially what they're doing. They're saying, hey, man, we're going to make a burger that's going to fuck with your thoughts. It's gonna make you feel bad. You're gonna hallucinate Freddy Krueger coming in your dreams and slashing up your sheets.
Michelle wants to know if your taste is back. I didn't know you lost your taste. When did you lose your taste?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You weren't here last week. I forgot.
Drunk, I can't taste. I'll tell you what, though. Grapes. Taste grapes. And you know what? Grapes taste good.
Yeah.
So I've found comfort in that. I
prefer the green ones or the purple ones?
See, I got purple grapes, Drunk. I like the purple grapes. I'll get down on some green grapes. Like if somebody brings some green grapes and says, hey, you want some grapes? I'm not going to say, no, I don't want green grapes.
Have you ever had the cotton candy grapes?
What is this sorcery you're talking about, Drunk?
You go to Deerberg's and you look for the bag that says cotton candy grapes.
Cotton candy grapes.
And they're actual grapes and they taste like cotton candy. They're absolutely phenomenal.
See, in the chat now, Michelle says, I hate grapes. But Michelle, let me ask you this. If everything you ate tasted like plastic and you found something that tasted like it was supposed to taste, you'd get some, right?
Everything tastes like plastic?
It tastes bad, Drunk. It either tastes bad or it tastes like nothing at all.
What about bananas?
See, bananas, they taste like nothing. See,
because banana has a very... what's the word I'm looking for? Distinct taste.
Like bananas? Yeah. Is that what it tastes like?
Because if you go to Smoothie King and you get anything with bananas in it, all it does is overpower you and all you taste is bananas.
Right. Well, what about when you taste nothing, Drunk? Wouldn't it make you real ornery?
Didn't we have something not too long ago where you had stuck it on your tongue and then it made everything taste different? Maybe you need to get that thing again.
No.
You remember this?
No.
I vaguely remember what you're referring to. I don't know exactly what it was, though.
I started taking anxiety medication last night, Travis, and I woke up this morning and then I had more anxiety.
We got to take it again. It takes a bit to like build up in your system.
And I Googled it. I Googled it and I said, hey, man. You ever hear of anxiety medication giving you more anxiety? I said, oh, yeah, the first week you'll probably have more anxiety, and that's why most people stop taking it. And I was like, no. I was up all night.
Don't you know you're not supposed to Google medical conditions?
Yeah, why do you insist
every time things happen to you that you
Google medical stuff?
I need to quit Googling everything. Because and then you know what it's telling me? Oh,
cancer.
Don't take it for more than a month. It'll fuck your shit up.
No. Everything leads to cancer on the internet. Everything is a heart attack or cancer. Stop Googling medical stuff.
Yeah, but I wanted to know, Travis. I wanted to know. Like,
go to a doctor. Call your doctor.
Well, I mean, I didn't get this stuff off the street, Travis. I got it from a doctor.
Well, go back to him or call him and say, hey, is this normal? And see what he says.
I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago, and the doctor said it did blood work, and they said, hey, man, everything's fine. Like, you're healthy as fuck.
Yeah.
It's all good. But I can't just leave that well enough alone. I think I'm falling apart.
But you're a bit of a kookadoodle, so here.
I'm a major kookadoodle, Drunk. I'm convinced that something's wrong, but there's probably nothing wrong. I'm probably fine.
Keep taking those pills, and I bet by next week you'll probably feel like a million bucks.
I'm losing my goddamn mind is what I'm doing. So I went to the emergency room Friday. I was like, hey, you know, my doctor. He said I'm fine, but I don't believe him. Something's wrong.
Don't believe this medical professional.
And they did all kinds of tests on me, and they said, no, man, he's right. You're fine. I'm like, fuck you guys.
You're both wrong.
You're both wrong. I Googled it. I Googled it while I was waiting.
Maybe you should. I think what you need is you need to see a different kind of doctor, like not a medical doctor.
I need to go to the brain man.
I think you need to like just have right, let's
the have doctor somebody where just... you go lay on the couch and.
So, but what I'm saying is, this is burger drunk. You need to try the burger.
I want to.
But I mean, do you actually want to?
I literally went to Burger King twice last week seeking this out and had to get a regular ass Whopper.
You were trying to do your due diligence.
Oh, well, it's supposedly the King didn't hit till Monday.
Is it a goof? Like, they can't really advertise a thing that they're not really going to sell, are they?
So Monday, like...
yesterday, I think.
Okay, so I went on Sunday, so I was probably a day
yesterday
off.
Was the first day.
So next week, we'll have a full drunk report.
Yeah, question is, they call it the Nightmare Burger, right? And they have some sort of loose, credible science to say that it actually could possibly do this for you. But, like, when? Like, if I'm eating this thing for lunch, is this giving me nightmares, like, you know, 12 hours later?
Does it suggest to you that you're going to have nightmares, and so you go to bed thinking you're going to have nightmares, and then you have nightmares? You think that's what it does?
Can't wait for these nightmares.
It is psychosomatic? Is that's it, right? Coming down the pipe?
Yeah. It's like a placebo. Yeah. You know, hey, take this thing. It's going to do this.
I'm going to lie. 15 minutes later, I'm going to forget that I ate the damn thing, so.
But then, Burger King. You'll still taste it.
But then you wake up, and you have nightmares. You'd be like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, the fucking King strikes again.
I can't imagine it not doing something.
Do you think
something.
I'd have a nightmare about the King with that creepy mask and whatnot?
No, that would be some crazy science if they could cook that up in your brain.
Trez, do you fucks with the marketplace on Facebook? Do you see the marketplace posts, or do you just ignore that aspect?
I'm sold on the marketplace. Before.
You have?
You're talking to Hustlin'
Hulse. Old Hustlin' Hulse is involved in the marketplace.
He's sold on Facebook. He's sold on eBay. He sold on Amazon. He sold everywhere.
Yeah, Craigslist. It's all. I've done it all.
A gal that I had a big crush on in the 7th grade. For some reason, we're Facebook friends. I have no idea why. She posted a thing on the Facebook saying, hey, I'm putting all this stuff out on the curb. So anybody who wants it can have it. And she posted it on the marketplace. But I guess I get a notification if one of my friends puts something on the marketplace. And, you know, I always look at them. When somebody I know is posting on something on the marketplace, I'm a looky-loo. I have to know what it is. It's like, why are they getting rid of this?
Are you a thrift shopper?
I occasionally stop by a Goodwill, just to browse.
But you never buy.
I occasionally buy. I buy CDs a lot. And I buy a vinyl. I got a vinyl record player, and I don't have very many vinyl records, so I oftentimes go through the CDs and the vinyl records. But see what she put out on the curb, drunk, a whole bunch of shit, whole bunch of furniture and stuff. And she put a drum set out on the curb.
Okay.
So I put her address in my GPS, and I went over there, and I was convinced. If I saw that drum set sitting out by the curb, I was going to become Drum Mike.
You're going to be fucking Dave Grohl, huh?
It was going to happen. I was going to dedicate my life to drums.
Oh, my God. That would be so amazing. Then we could do like Mark Maron does at the end of every WTF where he plays a little guitar. You play some drums.
Drum solo, Trevor. Yeah. We would have been the wheelbarrow full of drums this week.
Yeah.
This would have become a drum podcast.
So I guess
so
needless
fast,
to say, it wasn't there.
Wasn't there.
Somebody
was
already
gone.
Took it.
Yeah. Hour later, and it had already been
and
snatched
And this was
up.
A personal friend of yours?
It was somebody I knew way back in the day.
Nothing that you could have slid to the side and be like, hey, hold on to that drum set. I'll be
don't,
there in a
don't
minute.
Really, yeah, don't really know her anymore. You know, in fact, I think I've seen her at grocery stores several times.
And you didn't go up to her and give her a big hug and say, hey, how you doing?
Didn't even say hi. No.
Yeah, you just keep walking. Yeah. I got 80% of my Facebook friends is the same way, where you see them in public and you're like, no, I'm not going to turn my head.
Yeah, it's weird, this Facebook thing.
Well, mostly, you don't. I mean, what do I need to talk to you for? I see everything you're posting on Facebook. I know what's going on.
But it wasn't meant to be, I guess, Travis. I mean, I guess I could go get a drum set. I mean, I have the means. I'm a big shot, guys. I can afford a drama set.
Maybe ask our Patreon subscribers to buck up an extra $5 this
month. To get me a drum set so I can become Drum Mike.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming up.
So somebody want to get me a drum
that,
set?
Add that to
Christmas?
Your wish list.
It was like
the porn stars.
Yeah, shiny, put that in your Twitter bio, your Amazon wish list.
Shiny, glittery, blue drum set, Travis. I would have been so fucking cool.
Oh, your wife would have loved it.
Oh, yeah, she would have been psyched.
Were you in the marching band?
I wasn't.
Oh.
Never played
I thought you were.
Musical instrument of any sort. It's one of my greatest regrets, Drunk.
Not even when you were younger, you didn't get into any kind of music?
I was about to say, they at least made you play the recorder like in third grade, right?
Well, yeah, that doesn't really count. Well,
of course it counts. It's the recorder.
I could probably play Hot Cross Buns if
there
you
go.
Gave me an hour.
Drunk, do you ever belt out anything? You ever get it down on any,
No, but I never
strings or
had the...
Guys, you know what we should do? We should start a band.
If I were to do anything, it'd probably be the piano. I'd sing me a song because I'm the piano man.
I think that'd be great. Let's start like a jazz trio. Like I said, I played saxophone for 2 years in like sixth and seventh grade, so I'm sure I'm probably fine yet.
Travis, I'm psyched about this list, man.
Hey, man.
I'm psyched.
If you got a sax, we could probably start like a ska band, right?
Like the Mighty Mighty Bosstones?
Yeah, or Real Big Fish.
Oh, yeah, that's probably better.
See, Drunk, what he's going to do? He's going to list his top 10 Halloweens.
I'm excited. I can't fucking
And it's
wait.
The perfect time for it, if I can be honest, right? Like, everybody's thinking about the season. They're all excited about all the spooky movies going on right now. I believe a new Halloween motion picture just hit the theaters this weekend.
With Jamie Lee Curtis.
Everybody's got Halloween fever.
Yeah.
So
Halloween
speaking
fever.
Of that, me and my lady were confused a little bit this week. So, you know... AMC's got the Halloweens going on, and we were watching one of them, and it said just Halloween, and it was made in 2007.
It was the Rob Zombie one.
That's the Rob Zombie remake
of Halloween.
So it is supposed to be just regular Halloween.
Yeah, yeah. Rob Zombie made them.
Yeah, it's a Rob Zombie reboot. He'd made two of them.
He made two.
Okay.
Did you watch it?
Some of it. My lady watched the whole thing, but... You know, I'm a sports guy, so I had to go.
It's the season for that.
I had to go watch the Blues.
People
the
got
game.
The fever, the Halloween fever.
Halloween fever.
You know what I mean?
So is there two Halloween twos then?
There certainly are.
Actually, there's three Halloween twos. That's because awesome. The one that just came out is technically Halloween two, right?
Yep. Technically,
but
this is Halloween two,
Halloween
but really they're
right?
branding it Halloween 2018. So.
But the original one came out in 78, and that one also came on, so we're like, hold on a second.
Right. Yep. You got Halloween Part 1 in 1978, Halloween Part 1 in 2007, and Halloween Part 1 in 2018 if you're going just by titles.
Okay. Thank you, Travis.
No problem. It's kind of like
counting down. Number 10.
Are we doing this now?
Travis!
You can't wait, can you?
Travis, I can't wait. I gotta hear this list.
Hey, man, you can't wait. We'll get right into it. Like I said before,
counting down. Number 10.
You're doing your top 10 Halloweens.
Definitive list.
Albino Alligator's definitive list of the top 10 Halloweens.
This hey, and don't at me, right? Because this is irrefutable. You discuss with your friends if you want, but if you disagree with me, you're all wrong.
Counting down. Number 10.
Coming in hot at number 10. Everything on this list I really enjoy for a different reason. And so I'm not going to say that any are necessarily better than the others, although I guess we're putting them in list form, so they absolutely are. So coming in hot at number 10 is 1988.
Oh, I loved that year. It was fucking great.
Wait.
Halloween 1988 is number 10.
Did a Halloween movie come out that year, Travis? Which one was that?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think actually I believe Halloween 4 came out in 1988, but that's not what I'm talking about. This list is my top 10 Halloweens, and coming in at number 10 is 1988.
Great year. It's a great year.
Did something happen that year, Travis?
Yeah, it's a great Halloween.
Does anything stand out?
An 88?
Everything stands out.
Yeah, I was like 8 years old, still having a good time trick-or-treating.
Big bag of candy.
Yeah, it was like the height of Nightmare on Elm Street fever, so I was probably still rolling on that. It's a good 88. Good Halloween.
Counting down. Number 9.
1987.
Yes. Another great year.
Like I said, this is irrefutable. There's nobody who can tell me that this list is not the definitive list of my top 10 Halloweens.
Travis, I pulled the theme song.
Yeah, it sets the tone. It's the ambiance.
You told me to pull the theme song.
Yeah, I know, because I wanted to set up the when you hear that theme song, you think of Halloween, right?
Yeah, totally.
Counting down. Number 8.
Halloween 2003 coming in hot. Number 8.
Fuck yeah, I was 19 years old then. Getting the experience with the slutty girl costumes.
Hell yeah. This is like my second year in the tavern. Like I was 23 years old. So this is, and I think that year I might have either done my cool wide open shirt, silk shirt wearing. I dyed my hair black. I dyed my goatee black. I was wearing shades inside. I put on some bronzer.
2003?
I feel like 2003 I was transitioning from, you know, little kid Halloweens to hating Halloweens to going back to Halloween is
not
my
favorite. Oh, I never hated Halloween. Halloween was always my favorite.
Yeah, man. That's why it was so hard to come up with this list, but I will tell you again, this is the definitive list of my top 10 Halloweens.
Don't at you.
Don't at me. Don't at me. You might disagree, but you're wrong.
Counting down. Number 7.
2001, coming in at number 7. This was my first Halloween in a tavern. I was dating a gal who I had worked with a few years before, and we had reconnected. And this year I went as Michael Myers, actually, and I never took my mask off in the tavern. And the entire night people were like, who is this guy? Oh, my God, he's creeping me out.
Did you
Great
have a,
Halloween.
A mouth hole?
I tipped the mask up a little bit so I could drink the beer, you know. But otherwise,
I feel like you would need a straw
hole
for that one.
This is disappointing.
No, it's not. It's amazing.
This is the top 10 Halloweens, baby. What's disappointing about that?
Counting down. Number 6.
1994.
I was 10.
See, and this is where you were talking about the transitioning before. Like, I was 14 years old here, so I was, you know, getting in the mischief. I was still enjoying the Halloween season. Not quite a boy, not yet a man. 1994, that was a hot Halloween.
I feel like I think I might have been Uncle Fester.
Oh, yeah.
This is the albino alligator's definitive
top
10 Halloween.
Because about that time is when the Addams Family movie came out, right, with Christopher Lloyd?
Oh, yeah, yep, that sounds about right. Because that's when we were all doing the MC Hammer.
They do what they want to do. Say what they want to say. Live how they want to live. Play how they want to play.
Play how they want to play. Yep.
Dance absolutely. How they want to dance. Something, something. The Addams Family.
Ha ha. Great.
Love that movie.
Counting down. Number 5.
Number 5 is 2004.
Another great year.
That's right. That was still in my heyday in my mid-20s, still enjoying going out with the people, hanging out with some friends, just getting into all that crazy mid-20s mischief, you know what I'm saying?
I believe...
Counting down.
That particular year,
number 4.
Kansas, so.
Oh, you're in Kansas for Halloween.
Counting down. Number 4.
Number 4 would be 2011, and this is when we shift gears a little bit. My daughter was 2 years old. My son was just born in a couple of months.
Daddy Travis now.
Both trick-or-treating.
I think that might have went a little further down the list for me, but, you know, to each his own.
You're wrong.
counting down. Number 3.
2015.
Wow, recent.
Yeah, real recent. A couple of years back, I dressed up, and the kids were old enough to really enjoy it, you know, where you didn't have to, like, cart one around in a stroller or carry one around. Everybody's having a good time. The kids are rushing around getting candy. I'm eating their candy. Good stuff.
2015, you were on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program, so we were doing Spooky Month.
We were doing Spooky Month. It was a good all-around season. You know, this is what? Did we do Spooky Month my first year, or was it my second year going in?
I don't know. Well, you joined the show in 14, I think.
14, right.
So it was probably the first year of Spooky Month.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why it also holds fond memories, because it was the first Spooky Month.
First Spooky Month.
Man, if me and him have the same number one, I'm going to...
Are you have one in mind?
Oh, yeah.
Counting down. Number two.
Travis, definitive Halloween ranked
best,
number
best
two.
Best Halloween's ever.
1989. I was 9 years old. This was the peak of the Batman craze. You saw a lot of Batman and Jokers running around. Like I said, 9 years old, still enjoying the Halloween season to the fullest. Number two is 1989.
You know, I think I was probably in the fifth grade, so I guess that was what...
You were younger than that, because you were only a
grade...
You
don't even know what I'm going to say,
I'm
drunk.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
In fifth grade, I think I went as Magneto.
Nice.
My mom made me a Magneto helmet out of a motorcycle helmet that she got at a garage sale. And that was probably the best Halloween, because I got to be Magneto.
And it was a homemade costume, which were always the best. You don't see enough homemade costumes anymore. Everybody's so quick to buy one off the rack.
My mom always made me a Halloween costume.
I was about to say, usually I'm with the homemade myself.
All right, are you guys ready for this? The Albino Alligators,
definitive.
Top 10 Halloweens. Don't at him.
Don't at me, baby.
Counting down. Number one.
Albino Alligators, number one. Halloween in the top 10 rankings of definitive Halloweens was Halloween 1992. 92 is an amazing year for me in the Halloween season, because, as you know, my birthday does reside in the middle of October. So that year was my golden birthday, and we had a costume party for my birthday. It was quite amazing. I dressed as Eddie Wilson from Eddie and the Cruisers.
Nice.
Yeah, but Travis, what was the best Halloween movie?
Oh, I mean, I like all of them.
WFOP!
You loved it when they made bigger dinosaurs in Jurassic World.
We just went and made a new dinosaur?
Probably not a good idea.
You loved it when they made Predator into a giant predator that eats predators.
What's the big one, Doc? Is that like the mail?
No. In 2019, Larry and Richard have an even bigger problem.
Richard? I think Bernie is dead. And he's also severely obese.
20th Century Fox brings you back to something you love. But can't leave it at that.
We can't pull this off. He is too big.
I have an idea. The stakes are raised, Richard.
But that's not all.
Hello, I'm Gwen.
What?
That's right. She's very beautiful, but also...
I'm a lawyer.
A lawyer? Do not fall in love with her, Richard. She will certainly know we are doing an illegal thing because she is smart. The stakes are raised, Richard.
I won't.
He does. Weekend at Bernie's. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Fuck! Fuck, 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 fuck! Fuck! Fuck!
The sad part about it is Jody's been using the hashtag #OnlyNeed3, which is incredibly douchey and he should feel bad. But turns out he really only needed two. Without Halloween, his first overall selection, Jody still got enough points from The Meg and A Star Is Born to beat both us and Random Ramblings with Rob. It's really depressing. You got Ryan Gosling in space. Why did no one go? I say that, but I didn't go. So I guess I can't talk. First Man made $30 million with an 84% Metacritic for 25 points. Goosebumps 2 made $29 million with a 53%. We beat Rob, but aren't going to come up with enough to win it. As bitter a pill as it is to swallow, we have a new champion in the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
It's Garrosh, not Garrosh, you heathen.
The cutting edge.
There is no radio station that kicks as much ass as you all do.
Online and on your smartphone.
StrangeLabel.com.
They say till death do us part, but it wasn't quite true. You weren't really dead, and I know I still loved you. Our kids were the same, just a shambling mess, only grunting and moaning and eating live flesh. I made you a vow, and I won't turn away. I'll stand by your side until my final day. Our dead kids, and I did love you too. But if romance is dead, then I want to die too.
Romance is Dead is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hold on. Don't pin the arm on the ghoul without me. Andy's got zero sense of direction, and I want to see if Deborah's new boobs are bursting. Hey, Marty.
I am not a crook.
Oh, sorry, I meant Mr. President. Welcome to Hallows Eve 2K16. We have impeachment tea in the witch's cauldron. Help yourself. Oh, hey, our eighth Harley Quinn. You're a little late, so there's no fettuccine Alfredo left. But if you want, there might be some ice cream in the freezer.
Brains.
Gary, what the heck? What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm a zombie. My preferred menu item is brains.
You can't dress up like that anymore.
Why not?
Oh, you know, the undead coming back to life and wiping out half of humanity?
So? That means I can't dress up like a zombie anymore?
Yeah, that's exactly what that means, Gary. Your mother was eaten by the undead in front of you. On your birthday! Everything has an expiration date. An event can change what's acceptable. Would you dress like Hitler? Slather on some blackface? Would you throw on a hoodie and grab a bag of Skittles and go trick-or-treating as Trayvon Martin?
Oh man, I didn't even... Look, I'm sorry, Ralph. I'm really sorry.
It's alright, buddy. Just chalk this up to a learning experience. Hug?
Hug. Speaking of the undead, where's your daughter?
She was out earlier, but she tried to eat Martin. I put her in a cage and gave her hot wing bones.
Well, what am I going to do about this costume now?
Oh, here. I got just the thing. Top you off with a wig. Here's a little prop guitar. Slap on a bandana. Voila! Keith Richards.
Romance is Dead. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
A few mementos for you. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Love me cancerously, like a salt sore soaked in the sea. High maintenance means you're a gluttonous queen, narcissistic and mean.
This ain't the monster match, bro.
Kill me romantically, fill my soul with.
Got bad news for you, Trump.
Ask me for a piece of gum.
Waiting on the monster match, it ain't coming. Y'all motherfuckers can listen to the Monster Mash anytime you want. Stop playing the fucking Monster Mash.
She knows just how to hold me. And when her edges soften, her body is my coffin. I know she drains me slowly. She
The other day, the Wu-Tang Clan showed up on Jimmy Kimmel Live and performed an old song, and a man came out dressed like Old Dirty Bastard and did Old Dirty Bastard's part of the song that they played.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very disrespectful.
Well, Travis, I looked it up. I actually had a lot of pretty hard time figuring out who the man was. Who this
was it
mystery.
Young Dirty Bastard?
Travis, did you know about Young Dirty Bastard?
It wasn't really Young Dirty Bastard.
It was! It was Young Dirty Bastard, Travis! Were you just guessing?
I was just guessing.
Travis, Old Dirty Bastard's son is a rapper, and he goes by the name Young Dirty Bastard.
Of course.
And he
of course
performed
he does.
With the Wu-Tang Clan.
So he's YDB as opposed to ODB.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing, actually.
He looked a lot like Old Dirty Bastard.
You sure did.
Is that like how O'Shea Jackson looks exactly like his dad?
Yeah, and played him in a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, a Young Dirty Bastard played Old Dirty Bastard on Jimmy Kimmel Live while they performed a Wu-Tang Clan song.
Well, I think didn't ODB have like 40 kids, so it was only like...
Right,
I mean,
one of them was bound to rap.
Right, and take the moniker Young Dirty Bastard.
So, Travis.
Yeah.
So, will you agree with me that on the next HFL, Mike does not get a say on the first round pick?
Oh, sure.
Guys, there's no reason
you,
that movie
you
shouldn't have made
the
money.
Ryan Gosling Man in the Moon movie.
There's no reason that movie shouldn't have succeeded.
Did you
look boring?
See it?
What do you mean it looked boring? He goes to space. It's amazing.
Looked terrible.
Yeah, but it's like not a sci-fi epic. It's like, hey, that remember when that guy went on the moon and everybody could watch it on TV? Yeah, we're going to show you the true story of that.
Right.
But it was that guy who's made all those movies that were all pretty good.
Yeah, but
his name wasn't Tom Hanks, and it wasn't Apollo 13. So.
Exactly. If it's not Tom Hanks, it's not Oscar worthy, so nobody's going to see it. If Daniel Day-Lewis would have played the guy, then maybe we would have been good to go.
I mean, I'll definitely watch it when it comes out on video. I'll definitely watch it, Travis. I will.
I'll probably skip it.
You're going to skip it altogether, Travis?
Listen. I haven't watched like the last decade and the last decade's worth of Spielberg movies because they just seem so dull.
But no, nobody wanted to listen to Drunk.
You know what they need to make a movie about? Travis, did you hear about this inflatable colon heist?
I saw pictures.
So there's a 150-pound, 10-foot-long walk-through inflatable colon. That some cancer group ships around the country for run walks. That, like, you can go walk through some guy's asshole and take a look around. And it's supposed to, like, make you say, oh, well, this isn't that big of a deal. And somebody stole it. Somebody stole it. It was in Kansas City. It was making its trek, you know, to the Midwest to be at a thing to encourage guys to get their buttholes checked out. And somebody stole the colon. Charles, what do you do with a 150-pound, 10-foot-long inflatable colon?
I don't know. Why do people take anything that doesn't belong to them, really?
Yeah, but I'm like, Travis, I can understand taking a lot of things. I mean, like, if it was a bouncy house, I'll steal a bouncy house. Like,
you can flip that upside down, though, that colon. Bouncing it.
Bouncing an inflatable colon. Yeah.
Like, remember on senior day where they had the army obstacle course? That'd be fun to steal.
At the old folks' home?
Ours was just like in the football field, so.
Oh, senior in high school.
So you're saying you could probably find some joy from it, like turn it into like a slide or do something. But I mean, there's probably not like a resale.
How could you find any joy? You stole from like the cancer research thing. Like how would... Every time you inflated that thing, wouldn't you feel like a complete piece of shit?
Yeah, but I mean, like, the person who stole it was probably a piece of shit and fine with it before, right?
Well, that's probably true.
Or maybe, like, you know, they're just going down a downward spiral. Maybe this is their bottom, Travis. Like, maybe they just needed to hit that point where they're like, God damn it, I'm stealing from cancer now.
Like, now they're like in a rehab facility. The inflatable colon's just sitting in some alley somewhere.
Right. And I mean, they can brag about it, but they brag about it to people who have to keep it anonymous. I don't know. It's a dark path, the inflatable colon theft.
I'm ready for America's favorite game show.
Drunk, are you?
I am.
Are you excited about it?
I'm more excited than you were excited for Travis's list.
Travis, I will tell you, we've done a lot of games on this show, but I truly believe this time we have found America's favorite new game show.
I've never disagreed with you in the past. I've always thought every one that we've done
the
has
last
been
one. I don't remember what it was, but I do remember the last one being the best.
Do you want the backstory on the game?
No, I just want to play the game.
You want to do the backstory before or after? You're going to tell us the backstory, but is it better if you do it before or after?
So, Travis, I've been watching the Haunting of Hill House.
Oh my God, such a good show!
I'm obsessed with that.
Guys,
so good.
What I'll tell you is the first 5 hours. There's things that irritate me about the show, Travis. The thing that irritates me is I feel like this guy wanted to make the movie that he wanted to make, and I feel like a guy at Netflix said it gave him a jump scare quota per episode.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, feel like they're just shoehorning jump scares in there for no real goddamn reason, because it's not really even so much. I mean, there's plenty of ghosts and scary stuff, but it's like we need bugs coming out of people's mouths and stuff just so that you'd be like, oh, no.
That's pretty much the standard in the horror genre right now anyways. And they all say it, like, even like acclaimed horror directors will say, you know, toss a couple of jump scares in there because that's what people dig. So even, you know, as long as it doesn't take away necessarily from what you're trying to do, throw a jump scare or two in.
So I'm not done with it yet, but it has Elliot from E.T. in it. And then
when's the last time that guy has been in anything?
It's been a while. He's a man now. Golly. He's a goddamn man. And
talking, he made his comeback in Suicide Kings, starring Christopher Walken and James Moore.
And
so that movie was at least 10 years old.
Timothy Hutton, which I'll tell you, Timothy Hutton is underutilized. He's great, and he should be in more stuff because he's always good. You ever see The Dark Half, Drunk? Dark Half,
he's good flick.
Great in that.
He's good as the new boyfriend or new husband in that Johnny Depp movie, Secret Window.
So we're watching The Haunting of Hill House, and then I tell my lady, you know what?
It struck me.
You know what I think we should do? I think me and you should run ourselves a nice bubble bath. So we finish watching The Haunting of Hill House, and we make ourselves a nice bubble bath. We go in there, we're relaxing in the bubble bath.
You both fit in the bathtub.
What do you do when you do a bubble bath, Drunk? You put on some relaxing spa music,
Yanni.
Some relaxing spa music, like, is what you turn on.
Like Babyface or Marvin Gaye.
Just some soothing tones.
Ooh, like, know? Some D'Angelo.
No, guys. No singing. I'm talking about just some soothing tones. Just a little white noise that you
like
can
like the Halloween
to.
Theme?
Do.
So we're in the bathtub. The bathtub runs for a while.
I can't believe both of you guys fit in this bathtub. How big's your bathroom?
I mean, it's a bathtub. I mean, like, we're a married couple, Drunk. If we're a little snug together, it's fine.
Are you facing the same direction, or are you like facing each other?
We're facing one another.
Who got the fucking spigot?
Always take the spout side, Travis, because I'm a gentleman.
Oh, that sucks.
It does. That's why what we need is Mike's bath buddy.
That's not a relaxing bath, then.
It's fine. We're relaxing. I'm not really like a layback kind of guy anyway. I'm on edge, drunk. That's why I'm on anxiety.
You got the means to just get yourself a hot tub and pop it out back there. It's fine.
It's not a bad idea, but I got to get my drum set first.
Yeah, you got a nice deck too. You could put that on
and a Roomba.
A Roomba.
So the Roomba
that works, not a generic piece of shit.
the faucet goes off. And Laura begins to chastise me because she thinks that I forgot to turn off The Haunting of Hill House, but I didn't. What I had turned on was spa music, and she mistook it for The Haunting of Hill House,
which
leads us to America's favorite game show.
And now, WFOD presents America's favorite new game show, Horror Music or Spa Music?
Yeah, I can already tell.
So we have 10 rounds here, guys.
This is horror music, right? Not horror music? Not music for whores?
The music will either be from the soundtrack of a horror movie or on a Spotify spa music playlist.
7 questions.
10.
Okay.
Easy enough, right?
Yep.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Sure.
Do you understand the rules?
Nope.
Explain them again.
Go play a song. Songs either from a horror movie soundtrack or a relaxing spa music playlist.
Okay. Taking turns or buzzing in?
You're both just going to guess, and if you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. The same way it's played every goddamn time we play.
Yeah, but okay, so taking turns then.
Can you explain the rules one more time?
Wait, are we starting?
Guys, was that from a horror movie soundtrack or a relaxing spa music playlist?
Yeah, it was from Nightbreed.
Is Nightbreed a horror movie, Travis?
Yes.
See, you did this to me last time. You know Travis has watched every single horror movie in the book.
Drunk, so are you going to guess a horror movie? Don't look at the computer. I'm doing something. Look at me.
I don't want to look at you, Mike. I'll go the other one.
You're going the other way?
Spa music, sure.
Number one is Remove All Doubt from the Dream... Drunk, look at me. From the Dream Inspirations Spa playlist. So Drunk gets a point. Travis has a negative point.
I love how you do the negative points, too. That cracks me up.
It's my favorite thing, Drunk. All right, so that was from a spa playlist.
Don't you know this is 2018? People can't get negative points anymore.
We're on to round two. Is this from a spa playlist or a horror movie soundtrack?
I mean, I get to like listen to the whole thing, right?
This is from the soundtrack, the score from Suspiria.
So you're guessing horror music again?
Yep.
Okay.
Spa.
Drunk says spa. Drunk is correct. That was from Tribal Towns, from the relaxing spa music. So Travis has negative two, Drunk has positive two. Are you guys ready for round three?
You got it.
This is from classic The Prowler.
Bah.
That was Amazing Spa from the Relaxing Spa soundtrack. So, Drunk has +3. Travis has -3. Are you guys ready for round 4?
Oh, yeah.
Bah.
This is off the soundtrack for the motion picture Hellraiser 4, Bloodlines.
Travis, are you just taking wide swings hoping to connect on one of them?
I was hoping he was catching on to my little thing here.
So, Travis, you're going horror?
Yeah, you got it.
And Drunk went spa. Travis is right on this one. That was from... Dead Silence. That track is called Caskets, Travis.
Oh, I love Dead Silence.
Is that, that's Dummies, right?
Yeah, that's the James Wan movie with fucking Brian Quanten and the fucking Dummies. Oh, I love that movie. I gotta watch that.
Okay, guys. Round 5. Everybody went spa on that one in the chat, and everybody was wrong. But I think that everybody had it right before. I'm not really sure. I'm trying to keep up with the chat, and it's difficult because I'm doing a whole thing here. I apologize. So here's round 5.
Spa.
This is from the Cronenberg classic Rabid.
Are you guys just sticking with your strategy?
What strategy? I bound to hit sometimes.
Spa.
Michelle goes spa. Anchor goes spa. Rabbit Poundings goes spa. Drunk goes spa. Look at me, Drunk.
You fucking cheater.
I'm not cheating.
He's not trying to cheat.
I was looking at the chat.
See, what happened, Travis, is the
Mike came ill-prepared for his little game.
No, what happened... I can explain, guys.
Uh-huh.
What happened was...
It wasn't
the
me.
The descriptions that I put on my iPod are way too long for... giving you guys
and 10 questions is so hard for you.
That was Inhaler Exhaler from Massage Tribe. That was spa. So Drunk goes back to +3. Travis goes back to -3. When we are on to round 6.
Spa.
That's the Dario Argento produced Demons.
Travis is just naming horror movies.
As he should.
So Travis went horror movie, you went spa. We got Michelle in the chat says horror, Rabbit Pounding says horror, Anchor says spa. Guys, that was I'll Make You Famous from the Sinister soundtrack.
Oh, another fucking movie I gotta watch. That's cool. Oh, that movie's so good. So creepy. You want to talk about jump scares? That fucker's packed with them.
So you got some jump scares in it, Trevor?
Yeah, that's packed with jump scares, but also just really creepy, unsettling imagery. It's amazing.
Round 7.
Spa.
Let me just wait. Let me listen a little more. I want to say it's Exorcist 2, but I think it's Exorcist 3. Yeah, it's from Exorcist 3.
Okay, so Drunk is sticking with spa. Travis is sticking with horror. Travis is at -1. Drunk is at 1, because that was from the Cabin in the Woods soundtrack. Cabin in the Woods.
Oh,
Never saw Cabin in the Woods?
I don't see movies, period.
Cabin in the Woods is pretty good.
That's a good flick.
You should watch
it. It got that Jennifer Love Hewitt in it?
No, it has Thor. Thor's in that one. All right, guys, round eight. Pretty excited about this game. We got ourselves a game now. You guys should really start thinking about like paying attention instead of just yelling out spa randomly, because this game's getting close. It's -1 to -1. We have three left. Here's round eight.
Spa.
I'm going to go ahead and say that this is from the remake of Let the Right One In, starring Chloe Grace Moretz. Let Me In.
No, Travis. It was a spa. So Travis is back at -2. Drunk is at +2. We have two rounds to go. Round nine.
Spa.
Oh, no. This is from the aforementioned The Dark Half, starring Timothy Hutton.
So this last one's just moot then, huh?
Doesn't even matter, right?
Let's do it anyway.
Are you just going to yell spa drunk? Do I even need to play it?
If you want to.
Yeah, we should do it. Finish the game. You put it together.
Spa!
Spa!
this is not your best work, Mike. I ain't gonna lie.
It's pretty exciting.
I was excited for it because I was like, oh, Mike said this is the best of all of them.
Pretty excited about this.
The last time we did it, it was awesome. And this, you know, fell flat on your face.
Everybody in the chat said horror. You guys both said spa. This was from The Nun. The Nun.
Ain't nobody seen that.
Ain't nobody got time.
It's not the point, Travis. It's not the point.
Are you saying that the spa people are trying to creep you out?
It's a very fine line, is what I was saying, Travis.
Or that the horror people are trying to soothe you.
Travis, so do you have the old Halloween parties going on this weekend?
Oh, boy. For the past few years, in honor of Spooky Month and to celebrate Samhain, I've taken our listeners to the edge of the other world. Scouring through hundreds of hours of interviews and reading countless documents, I've broken down many of the world's most haunted places, guiding our listeners on a tour of darkness so they don't have to subject themselves to the physical and psychological horrors that have terrified people for centuries. But this year I ask, what if the other world inhabited not a place, but a person? This year I will bring our dear listeners on a tour of minds damaged by unknown entities and unexplained phenomena. I've studied countless reports, reviewed a multitude of video footage, and read through numerous case studies to report on some of the most terrifying cases of possession known to man. I'll feature one of these spooky scenarios each week, and together we'll figure out what happens when pure evil inhabits man. We'll take the listener inside each of these devilish possessions so they may understand how the human mind can be corrupted to the point of madness. These accounts of pure terror will chill you to the core. They'll break down your psyche, but hopefully they'll protect you from becoming another victim of evil. This week, I bring you... Anna Eklund.
Yeah? What happened with her?
Possession.
Yeah, where's she from?
The world.
Was it bad?
Oh, one of the worst.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Hmm.
Let me put my documents away.
He's putting his documents away. To get him back, to get him about one more time next week, and then we can put that bit to bed.
You know, it's that bit's grown on me over the years.
It has.
It has.
Oh. Put a lot of work into that one, Drunk. I appreciate that.
Yes. Countless documents he reads. Yeah. Ooh, every fucking year.
With lots of video footage and case scenarios, whatnot. Wow.
So, are you doing the Halloween party this year, T-Rav?
No Halloween parties this year for you. You got a Halloween party?
Every year, I mean, obviously. So, are you walking around with kiddos still?
Yeah, yep. We'll do the old trick-or-treating. This year, we're actually, where we trick-or-treat, we know one of the guys. He, like, pulls, like, a trailer around with, like, an ATV through this neighborhood. So, we're going to crash on that so I can bring a cooler full of beers and the kids can just go door-to-door.
So, do you know what you're going to be already?
I don't have a costume this year. I haven't dressed up for, like, 2 years, which makes me very upset. Mm. But every time I come up with a costume, I'm like, oh, I'm going to do that next year because I'm going to shed, like, 30, 40 pounds, and I'll be able to actually do it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I never shed that 30, 40 pounds, so I always feel like a sack of shit. All right, well, fair enough. What are you going to be?
You know, I got rhythm, guys.
You got the blues?
I got rhythm for days.
I'm going to be Dr. Alan Grant, and my lady's going to be Dr. Ellie Staller.
From the Jurassic Park?
From the Jurassic Parks.
Oh, I'm glad you said that, because I didn't want to be like, who? But I would have been like, who?
Do you remember in the third Jurassic Park when he has the dream in the airplane, and the Velociraptor says, Alan!
Is that the one with Taya Leone?
Yes, that's the one.
Okay.
Like the Velociraptor talks on the airplane.
Are you guys going to carry around like a little Velociraptor or something?
Hopefully my roommate's going to go to the same one because we're trying to convince him to just be a T-Rex.
Oh, perfect. I like that. A couple's costume with an added friend.
You need an Ian Malcolm.
Right. To go.
Just like a shirtless Jeff Goldblum.
A crazy Jew face.
Yeah. Drunk, do you have what you'd say is like a pick of the week?
Yeah, sure. My pick of the week is Xanax and how you need to regiment yourself whenever you get more anxiety. Just take another pill, buddy.
Yep. Got to build up in your system. You're
supposed to take it at night before I go to bed.
All
right. That's what it says to do.
Or, I thought you could take that shit whenever you're feeling
one at
weird.
Night, one when you wake up, you just keep popping them, babe.
It says to take them at night.
Because they make you drowsy.
That'd be good.
Oh, it'd be a good time for the Nightmare King.
Yeah, when I...
Maybe I'll pop on over there after we get out of here.
To Burger King? See if they have the Nightmare King?
For the third time in less than 7 days.
And then you
days.
Can report back. You can do a drunk special report.
Topics that shape our world. Live from St. Louis, Missouri, it's WFOD News.
You could do the stories that really matter.
It does, Trev. Yes. And I'll let you know if I get a nightmare and everything.
Bring it to the people.
Travis, pick of the week, something you want the people to know about, buddy?
Yeah, Travis's pick of the week. I really just want it to be The Haunting of Hill House again, because that goddamn thing is so layered and full. Did you know that there's a hidden ghost in every episode?
Like a secret ghost?
There's like a hidden ghost, like when, like just in a scene, there's just like a normal scene playing and there's just be like a ghost in the background where you're not looking.
Kind of like South Park has the hidden alien in every episode.
Yeah, and there's also like a bunch of crazy deep shit that they designed, like how all of the children are like the stages of grief, like denial and anger and depression and acceptance. It's fucking crazy. That show is so good. But since that was my pick last week, this week is just that new Halloween movie. Go see that.
You liked it? It was good?
Yeah, I did. I liked it very much. I went Friday after work. It was really cool. Very atmospheric. Very bloody. Killed a lot of people. Good flick.
Congratulations, guys.
Mike, pick of the week?
# only need two.
Yeah. Jody B's my pick of the week.
Just how studly he is at the HFL.
Fucking murdered us all.
Is he just going to continually have that belt for month upon month.
Oh, it's so depressing.
It is spooky month, so it's nice that he killed us in such a graphic fashion.
Guys, one more week of spooky month.
Bittersweet.
Yeah, and then we were putting it away, putting it back to bed until next year.
So next week, the Monster Mash, right?
Not playing the Monster Mash, not doing
Travis.
It. Not playing the mash, Monster though. Mash.
So I know you can queue it up and play it without his permission, right?
Yeah, I mean, I could do the Graveyard Smash.
All right, do that.
Not doing the Monster Mash, guys. Not doing it.
But he was working in his lab late one night.
Guns out, phones out.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
For listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email us Mike, Travis, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. Give us a call when we're live or when we're not live. Phone number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thank you. And goodbye.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
So, Mike, you're right. At the beginning of the episode, you said it was going to be a hell of a show, and tonight was one hell of a show.
Spa!
I think we did Spooky Month Proud this episode, guys.
That was an award-winning. Send that one to Marconi.
Yeah, or what? Don't the iHeartRadio or some shit's got some kind of bullshit podcast award. Send it to them.
You guys are being facetious.
I'm not. I had a great time tonight.
I also did.
Well, that's good. I mean, I had fun. What was number one again, Travis?
Number one was 1992.
Because it was his golden year.
His golden birthday.
Costume party. Christy Palmer was there.
Christy Palmer. She was.
Remember how she was my elementary school love of my life, and I can't ever find her? How I've been looking for her on social media for years just to see what the hell ended up happening to her?
You just chased that unicorn.
Yep. She was at that sweet party where I was Eddie Wilson from Eddie and the Cruisers singing On the Dark Side.
Can you sing a little bit of On the Dark Side for us?
So there comes and nothing is real. She'll never know just how I feel. Out of the shadows, she walks like a dream. She makes me feel crazy, makes me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from a love that's blind. Step to the dark side and cross that line. On the dark side. Oh, yeah. On the dark side. Oh, yeah.
One take calls, baby.